Hello. Welcome to the teleseminar on living clay, calcium bentonite clay. My name is Perry Arledge, and I am the author of Living Clay, Nature's Own Miracle Cure, and here today to talk to you and answer questions about having a better understanding of how calcium bentonite clay works. First of all, let me say that I'm not a physician. I have no medical degree. I have been an ardent student of calcium bentonite clay for over the past 10 years, and I have learned a lot from people who take the clay and through question and answer sessions. It opens up doors and windows. My background in college was animal science, so I did have chemistry, bacteriology, biology, a lot more I thought I wanted at that time, but now it's becoming very useful, particularly my vet science courses in anatomy and physiology. So that being said, we will begin today's discussion. We had our first interaction last week and were abruptly cut off through Mother Nature in a strike of lightning, but I won't judge that because we got some much needed rain in South Texas. To begin with, I'm going to just briefly say for any newcomers, clay is volcanic ash, processed from the volcano through tremendous heat. The thermodynamics of the clay charge the clay with an electromagnetic energy. This particular clay has a 9.7 pH. But the energy in clay and the mineral composition is what makes it work so well. So let's begin with our questions from last week that we didn't get answered. The first question was from Monique, and Monique said, my 10-year-old has a big mole on the side of his temple. I want to know if applying the clay at night while he sleeps would help shrink it. Yes, Monique, if you can keep a glob of the clay on there when he goes to bed, if he'll let you put it on beforehand, let it dry and just let him sleep with it on there and let it work during the night. It may take a while. It takes some time for the moles to shrink down, and different moles are all different in their nature. I have been working on some moles on my face, and they have gotten noticeably smaller. And one of them was quite raised, and it's very flat now. But I've been doing it diligently every night. I just put clay on that area and sleep with it on there. So let me know how that works. Karen in Michigan wrote, can consuming living clay really help lower your blood pressure? I've been taking living clay since March, and so far I've not seen any improvements. Well, Karen, that's a good question, and part of it will depend on what's causing your blood pressure. We have had several people write and say that their blood pressure went down noticeably when they first started taking the clay. If you are one of those who hasn't seen any improvement, I would say whatever condition, it might be stress, it might be hereditary, I'm trying to think of all the, it might be physical exercise or lack thereof that are causing the high blood pressure. So somewhat it will depend on you. Clay reacts differently, adapting to each person's needs. Chris in Nevada said, if I use clay to brush my teeth, will it react with the metal fillings in my mouth? No, Chris, you're safe to brush your teeth with clay. Clay does draw heavy metals from the body, but this isn't in the metallic form. The metals in your mouth do not deteriorate. It will work on metals that deteriorate, like if you have a metal lid, like a canning lid on a bowl or curd jar that you can foods in, and the clay gets in contact with it over time, you will begin to see it rusting the tin lid. So you're safe with your dental work there. Elaine in Toledo said, is it safe to use living clay internally while taking drugs for ulcerative colitis, and is clay helpful to those with colitis? Yes, it's very helpful for any type of internal digestive problems and colon problems, irritations, inflammations. Clay just soothes it. It clears up. It heals ulcers, stomach ulcers, colon ulcers, and the like. Now, while you're taking your medicines, you need to check with your pharmacist and ask him if it will interfere with bentonite clay. Pharmacies have a book called the Merrick Index, and oftentimes they don't want to go look it up, and they just say, I don't know, I haven't heard of that. But they should have a Merrick Index that shows him the chemical combination of any drug or medicine, and bentonite is also in there. That being said, if the only answer you can get is, I don't know, ask them how long it takes for you to absorb the medicines you're taking. And then, you know, if it's 2 hours, wait 2 hours and then take the clay. You can take the clay any time, night or day. Now, a lot of people have a belief that if you take it on an empty stomach, it's going to work for a cleanse, the, you know, at first a little better. But I find that if you just get it in you or on you, the clay works. It does its thing. So, you know, time it to where it works for you. And you might notice that in a very short time, you'll be able to get off those drugs. Connie in Fulton said, how much clay is helpful to use? I'm using 1 tablespoon daily, but reading suggests up to 2 tablespoons. I'm a medium-build female, under 140 pounds. I've also read differences of opinion as to whether you have to take it on an empty stomach or with a little food. I do it on an empty stomach and wait 1 hour before eating. Well, as I just said, you can take it any time with or without food. There are times I prefer taking it before I eat if I know I'm going to eat something that's particularly greasy. It will absorb that grease. I think it's how it lowers cholesterol. It will capture that bad grease before it's absorbed into the body. How much to take? You say you're taking 1 tablespoon daily. That's not enough information. 1 tablespoon of dry powder clay, 1 tablespoon of the premixed liquid, 1 tablespoon of the hydrated clay. All those are variables, and you can take clay in so many ways that you really need to be specific. So I'm going to answer this. My favorite way of taking it is to premix the liquid clay in a 1-to-8 ratio, 1 part clay to 8 parts water. So you mix that, shake it up real good, let it sit, and from that you can take a tablespoon or 2 tablespoons, which is 1 ounce. If I'm doing a cleanse, I want to take 2 ounces the first time, a detox cleanse, 2 ounces twice a day for 14 to maybe even 21 days. This will get rid of parasites. It will help clean out the old fecal matter in your lower colon. It will just really cleanse you out and help the body so you can now absorb more of the nutrients and vitamins that you take. Now, if you're taking, some people take 1 tablespoon of the powder, put it in a glass of water, and stir it up. I've heard between 1 tablespoon and 2 tablespoons, or 1 teaspoon. Everyone's condition, depending on what they're taking it for, is different. If you're just taking it for maintenance, you don't need as much. After you've been on the 21-day or 14-day program, you can back off and find your maintenance level. Generally, it may be 1 ounce once a day or twice a day. If you feel a little indigestion or a need for it, go ahead and kick it up. Some of the things you'll notice when you start taking clay, I just had a call today with a lady who said her skin tone is improved, the white of her eyes is clearing up, she has more energy. And these are just some of the first things that people normally notice when they're first taking the clay. Now, I'm going to go a little further and say when you're doing a detox and you're pulling all that fecal matter out, that sometimes people experience a little bit of constipation. it's not from the clay building little brick walls in your colon. It's actually from the dried fecal matter that's been lodged in the crevices of your lower colon. And it's pulling that gunk out and clearing the colon and getting a good cleanse down there. And often when it pulls out, it's dried. Your stool may change color and be a little dark for a few days. You may notice parasites coming out in your stool. If you do get a little constipation, you can take smooth tea, slippery elm. I like to take magnesium tablets, 250 milligrams. They're over-the-counter. We need magnesium to make calcium bioavailable in the body anyway. And so find something to keep the janitorial services working. And most people notice that later on they get very regular. Now, I don't know how it happens. You can also take clay for diarrhea, and it will stop diarrhea. And you can stake it for constipation, and it will get you regular. There are many mysteries about clay, and this is just one of them. Okay, let's go on to the next question from Adam in Centerville, Virginia. Adam wants to know, how do you use living clay for brushing your teeth? Well, Adam, again, there's several different options. I put toothpaste on my toothbrush, and then I either put a little bit of the hydrated clay, what we call the cleansing clay mass, the paste, on top of the toothbrush, the toothpaste, and brush my teeth that way. Or I put toothpaste on my toothbrush, wet the toothbrush, kind of gently tap the water out, dip it into the dry powder, and brush it that way, and it sort of polishes your teeth. It will really clean your teeth. It gets the bacteria out from under your gums. It stimulates the gums, and it brings about blood flow and oxygen, which tightens those gums back to your teeth so you don't have pockets to catch that bacteria and end up with gingivitis or periodontal disease. Another thing you can do is maybe once a week or twice a month, take a ridge of the powdered clay on the back of your toothbrush, pull your cheek out, deposit it between your teeth and gums, and the saliva will stick it to your teeth and hold it in place, and you can just sleep with it in at night, and it gives it time to really cleanse out those gum lines and get all that bacteria from the food you eat that gets wedged in your gums out. Now, I also have I have recipes for toothpaste and for tooth powders. And if you would, anyone would like that, if you will email me, I'll be glad to send you copies of those. You can experiment and make your own. And most of them, these have come from a lot of our readers who have sent in their explorations with making a toothpaste or a tooth powder. But it really helps your teeth. It strengthens the bone density of your teeth. And I, for one, usually had a lot of cavities until I started taking clay internally every day and brushing my teeth with it. And the last time I had been 4 years and I had one tiny cavity, so tiny he didn't even have to deaden it to full it. I like dental reports like that. All right, Amber. Amber and Bryant says, hello, I'm a huge fan of living clay. Love to hear that, Amber, thank you. I can't even begin to tell you how awesome it has been for me. Recently, I just found out I was pregnant, and I've still been taking the clay. I actually crave it. But I was wondering what would be some of the benefits of taking clay while pregnant. Thank you so much. You're just amazing. Well, Amber, thank you for your comments. There are many benefits to taking clay while you're pregnant. Aborigine women would take it, and it would help sometime turn the baby. They would coat their stomach if the baby was in the wrong position to get it turned for delivery. And taking the clay internally helped them expel the afterbirth. Rubbing the clay on the breast, it will help in bringing down the milk and letting down the milk, and also for tenderness experienced after the baby starts nursing. Many women take the clay to get pregnant. A reason being, clay is all about balance. It's homeostatic, and it helps balance the body. So in general, it brings about this balance where you can, your hormones are balanced, you cycle in more regularly, and you can get pregnant more easily. Someone asked a question today, will clay, can you take it while you're on birth control pills? Will it affect the pills? If it would, I would have heard about it for now, particularly from my daughter, because she takes clay and is on the pill. So I'm quite sure that won't have any effect on the pill. It also is beneficial when you're pregnant and you get in that advanced stage when you have that horrible heartburn from the pressure of the baby taking up all your stomach room. Instead of having to drink a bottle of Maalox, you can just have a little clay and sip on it anytime you feel heartburn. And that goes for anybody with GERD and acid reflux, too. Brenda in Tulsa, will clay heal psoriasis? Supposedly nothing will heal psoriasis, yet we have gotten reports from people that it has reduced their psoriasis, reduced the itching, the outbreaks are much smaller, and in some cases have come under control. Of course, things like psoriasis can be triggered by stress, so they may appear to go away and then come back. Taking the clay, any kind of skin condition is the result of a liver that's not fully functioning 100%. Skin problems come when the liver needs sort of cleansing and help. Clay benefits the liver by taking it internally, by keeping fresh toxins from being absorbed into the body, so it lightens the load on the three main filter systems of the body. That is your lymphatic system, the lymphatic glands, the liver, and the kidney. So there are many benefits from taking clay. And thank you again for your compliments on the clay. The next question is from Joey Lynn. She said, I have an asthmatic cat. Is there clay help for this? If so, how long would I give it to my cat? I don't believe it's going to help the asthma situation, Joey. That's a bronchial tube problem where the bronchial tubes close and tighten up and clay cannot get down in there. You don't want to breathe clay powder into your lung. So it can help your cat in many other ways. Just taking it internally, he'll have more energy. It might help his allergies. We have reports that clay has reduced allergies. In some cases, it takes maybe a year to start seeing that your allergies are lessening. It's not an overnight fix for allergies. But I, for one, used to be violently allergic to cats and dogs, and now I can stay in a room with them all day before I start getting itchy in the throat and feeling the side effects. All right, Diane in New Jersey, can you douche with clay? Can you add clay to enemas? Yes, Diane, you can douche with clay and you can add clay to enemas. It's very, very good. You can even make little clay suppositories by making a thicker clay, kind of like modeling clay, and rolling it in little bullet shapes and letting it dry. And, of course, you want to use a lubricant, but just insert them in the rectum, and it will help with your hemorrhoids. So, clay will not unbalance all the good bacteria. A lot of people are concerned about that. Clay is a negative charged ion. It's only looking for a positive charged ion. Your yeast, your molds, your toxins, your chemicals, your bacteria, your bad bacteria, all have a positive charged ion. The clay molecule is such, it has such a strong charge, and when it's hydrated, when it's wet, the clay is like a layer of business cards, and it begins to expand. And the water in between the little business cards takes on a stronger negative charge in between the cards. Bentonite clay has two tetrahedral layers and octahedral layers in the middle. Now, if you see this chemical composition written out in a diagram form, it's like a honeycomb inside there of minerals all linked together with this negative charge on it. So it will draw the positive charge inside and literally holds the toxins captive, carrying them out of the body and to wherever the clay goes. It holds it. It doesn't let it go and let it get back in the body. A lot of things pull out but let it go back. Clay captures it and takes it out. That's one of the beautiful benefits of it. All right. Linda in Clovis, California. Perry, don't forget to tell your listeners about how clay helps women get pregnant. My daughter is pregnant with her second son due next month. They're going to name him Clay. Oh, I love it. Thank you, Linda. And I think we discussed that earlier about how it helps cycle in. And by the way, ladies, if any of you are on clay, notice if you used to get menstrual cramps and if they've gone away or they've lightened up. And also be aware that oftentimes your PMS is not as extreme each month when you're taking clay. So, guys, get those girls on some clay. Will clay heal torn cartilage in a knee? Well, it depends on how severe the tear is. Clay will definitely benefit. You want to wrap it in clay. Clay is a natural analgesic, and when you put it on something, it helps take the pain away. It reduces the swelling and the inflammation. And being in drawing power, it kind of reconnects and helps things mend. It speeds the healing process. When you apply clay topically, as you would to a knee injury, it pulls blood flow and oxygen to this area as well, and that helps with cellular repair and mending. Clay is a catalyst that works with the body that literally speeds the healing process. A catalyst is like a booster. It supercharges something. So this energy in the clay supercharges and helps bring the blood flow and the circulation, and it just speeds the healing process. If you've ever had a cut, a bruise, a sprained ankle or something, a broken toe, you will notice the healing time is cut in half or more. Things heal. Burns overnight. You can put it on a burn. Say you burn the back of your hand on the oven and it hurts tremendously bad. You put it on, and in less than a minute, the pain is gone. You want to keep it on thick until all the tenderness is gone. So when you wash it with water and have warm water and it still feels tender, you need to keep applying the clay. Generally, keeping it on all night, the next morning, there is no sign of the burn. A person I know that rides a motorcycle, and he severely burned his leg riding with shorts one day on the tailpipe, and we put clay on it, and this made him a believer of clay, because it was already starting to make a raised blister, and he put clay on it, and the next day the blister was gone, the inflammation was gone, the skin had reattached back to the flesh, and there was no mark. It didn't leave a burn mark on. So it's remarkable for any kind of burns. Now, I've gone from torn cartilage to a burn, which is easy to do when you're talking about clay. So let me get back to the cartilage. My stepson injured his knee, tore his knee up snowboarding. And it took one day for him to remember to think about the clay. And he put the clay on, wrapped it in saran wrap, kept wet clay on it, and in 3 days, he was afraid he was going to have to go in and have knee surgery. In 3 days, he was walking gingerly for a while, but he kept it up, and it healed, and he didn't have to have any surgery on it. So it will probably depend on the degree of the tear, but it's worth a try, and even if you do have surgery, apply the clay, keep wet clay on afterwards to help mend the nerves and heal the incision. All right, let's see. Please comment on concerns that bacteria counts in the clay would be troublesome. Can you ozonate clay water mixture before using it? Okay, one at a time. Bacteria counts in the clay could be troublesome. This is why you want a pure clay. All clays have some natural microorganisms in it that are beneficial. Again, if there is a positive bacteria, that one of the harmful bacteria, the clay is going to absorb it and hold it. Now, the only danger is it's going to fill up the clay molecule, and it's going to weaken the strength of the clay as far as benefits for you. So this is why you want a pure clay, and it's beneficial to ask the clay companies if they have a quality control procedure and reports on their batches of clay to prove the purity of the clay. Let's see, can you ozonate the water clay mixture before using it? I've never tried that. I hadn't thought about it. You can definitely ozonate the water and then mix it. But what I understand with ozonated water, that it only holds its structure for a short period of time. Go ahead and try it and let us know. I can't see any harm in adding oxygen to clay water. So try it and see if you notice any changes, and please get back to us on that. Gail in Jacksonville. Will clay help sleep apnea? Gail, I've never heard of it helping sleep apnea. However, I have heard of lots of reports of it helping people with insomnia. In one case, I had an elderly gentleman who had severe insomnia. He had tried every over-the-counter drug. He had tried prescription drugs, and nothing helped. 3 days after he got on the clay, he was sleeping like a baby, and he hadn't had a good night's sleep in over a year. So, you know, you might try it and see what happens. If it will help insomnia, it might have some effect on the other. I never underestimate the power of the clay. Joey Lynn said, diabetes too, will it help to lower blood sugar or regulate your blood sugar? Yes, Joey. But again, you need to be sensible about how you're eating. We have had reports from people and have several chiropractors who use it to treat type 2 diabetic patients. But again, they also recommend a healthy diet, lots of vegetables, watch your carbs and sugars, or just take them out of your diet, get some exercise, and yes, I think you'll see some benefits there. We did have, we've gotten several testimonies on that. Will clay assist healing of the pancreas? Well, it probably depends on what's wrong with the pancreas and what type of healing needs to be done. Putting a poultice over the pancreas area can be beneficial. You want to do it for an hour at a time at first and see if you noticed any changes. I just don't have enough information to answer that one. Cheryl in Atlanta, please clarify, if clay is not absorbed but is so full of minerals, do we get those minerals from clay similar to taking them from supplements? Good question, Cheryl. For those of you who don't know, clay is not absorbed into the bloodstream. It stays internally within the alimentary canal and does its work detoxing there. So the minerals in clay do not go into the body, with some limitations. Bentonite clay is a smectite clay, and your smectite clays are capable of adsorption and absorption. Adsorption is like a Velcro-like layer around the outside of this stack of business cards that has the negative charge, and some your positive ion are pulled to it and stick to the outside of the clay molecule. It's like a little magnet that just sucks them in and holds them. They're stuck like Velcro. In this case, it has to free up a negative, one of the minerals, to make this space for the villain substance to come onto the clay. So it might kick out a small amount of calcium or phosphorus or potassium, some of the higher minerals in the clay, the ones that are in the percentages. Most minerals in clay are in very minute parts per million. So no, it will not suffice as a supplement for minerals. Now, clays are sold. A lot of people sell them and label them as a mineral supplement because it's the only way they can define the clay and get it out there on the market because of FDA regulations. It can either be sold as a food, a drug, or a supplement. So they're using it, since it is minerals, as a mineral supplement. I don't think the FDA has a clue of what clay can do. So they may think it does give you minerals. The way your minerals value increases is from the cleansing action. When it gets all that old fecal matter out and cleanses your lower colon, you're able to absorb more of the vitamins and the nutrients from the food you eat. And so you do get an increase in minerals in that regard, but it's sort of an indirect way. Isabel in Austin, my dog recently got spayed. Is it safe to apply hydrated clay on the surgical wound on my dog to speed up the healing process? Yes, it is. However, when the stitches are new, you want to keep it on in a wet form. If it dries, it might pull the stitches. So put it on the area rather thickly and put some saran wrap around the dog. Bind him up, just wrap him up in a roll of saran wrap. And you've got to watch him so he won't eat the saran wrap or anything of that nature. So maybe you can put a gauze around on top of the saran wrap. That way he won't be chewing at it and trying to get it off. It really speeds the healing process. And if not, if you want to wait a few days until, you know, the fleshes begin to heal together and then use it, I would still try to keep it on wet. So just use a little common sense with that. Any kind of wounds, cuts, a deep cut. We've had people on camping trips who have cut themselves to the bone. It was bleeding profusely. One gentleman had nothing but the powdered clay. He packed it around his finger, wrapped it up, and left it on there, and every day he just packed powdered clay into it. He didn't even have any hydrated clay. And he said it healed completely. He didn't need stitches. It pulled the flesh together, and it left. You can barely see the mark where the cut was. Clay has the ability to reduce scarring. So even scarring from 20 years ago, I had a friend who had had knee surgery in high school and had a raised scar, and when she started using clay, she noticed that the scar started diminishing and getting very thin and flat and reducing in size. Another friend of mine had been severely burned as a child and had tremendous scars on her arms and hands, and she broke out in a rash on her hand, and so we put the clay on it, and in about 15 minutes, the rash went away, but she put another application on and just wrapped it in saran wrap and slept with it on during the night. And the next morning, she was amazed at how soft her skin felt and how she actually could tell that the scar tissue had lessened. So she was absolutely thrilled to know that. Okay, let's look here. The next question is Tracy from Conkletown. I don't know where Conkletown is, but it sounds like an exciting little place. Tracy says, I detox my child, who weighs 50 pounds of heavy metals, lead and mercury mostly, with clay baths, and I give him 1 to 2 ounces clay water internally. You mentioned to also put it on him. How do I do that and keep it on him, and where would I put it? Would I put a poultice over his liver and have him sleep with it? And how do you keep it on a child? Good question. Okay, for many of you who might not know, there are lots of autism groups who treat children with clay baths, and the clay baths literally pull heavy metals out of their body. They've taken tests before and after, and seen a reduction in the heavy metal content because the warm water opens the pores of the skin and the clay pulls it through the skin. The skin is your largest breathing organism on the body and our organ on the body, and it releases toxins when we sweat. We release through our breath and we release through our urine and waste. So those are the ways we get rid of toxins. And clay baths are wonderful for stimulating the lymph glands and pulling that out. In addition to that, drinking the clay is also good, as we've mentioned before. My grandson drinks it, and now he doesn't like the taste of the straight clay, so I put his in little apple juice. You can get creative. You can put it in the apple juice, tomato juice, pineapple juice, a smoothie. Make a smoothie, an ice cream smoothie, a banana, strawberry smoothie, and just put the clay in there, and they don't even know they're drinking it. So, how to put it on it, how to do it another way. Okay, we talk about full-body wraps, clay wraps, and spas, you go in and they give you a full-body application of literally painting the clay on your whole body, and they wrap you in a Mylar sheet and leave you with a warm blanket over you for about 30 minutes to let the clay do its work, and then you go take a shower and wash off. And by the way, even when the clay dries on you, when you wash it off, you would think your skin would be dry, but it's remarkably soft and smooth. People are always commenting after a clay bath how soft their skin is. And I'm here to tell you that's a very true fact about clay. Another way to do it, and I thought about the other day, a lot of people go places to take a mud bath. If you're in Colorado, they have a lot of natural springs where they offer clay baths. Of course, everybody and his dog has been in that clay pool. And since clay has such a large capacity for holding toxins, you can do that with a lot of people if it's a large quantity. But I had a thought. You can take them outside in the summertime and say, let's play in mud. And, Mom, this would be good for you, too. Put on your bathing suits and clay each other. Put the smear of the clay on each other and then play out in the yard in the sunshine. The sunshine acts like the sun in pulling the heat from the sun will pull help pull the toxins out. And then when you rinse off, you want to shower off outside because you don't want to slip. Your feet will get slippery if you get the clay on the bottom of your feet. But another thing you might want to do, and we've done this before and I'd forgotten about it, is get a kiddie pool. And you want to put 2 to 3 inches of clay, powdered clay, in the bottom of the pool, and you want to cover it at least 4 times. The amount of inches with water. Cover it and let it stand overnight. Now, it may take 48 hours to fully hydrate the clay. Once you start storing it, you're going to get some lumps, but you can get a wire whisk and kind of whip those lumps out and get it smooth. And then you can just get in there and lay in the clay and roll around in it. You can cover it afterwards and leave it there, and, you know, it's going to last for a while, and you can have some really good detox things going on in your backyard. And when you rinse it off, stand near the flowers where it gets on the grass, it's going to feed the grass. Now, plants have enzymes that allow them to absorb the minerals from the clay, so they take it on better than we do. Plants absorb it into the plants where we can't absorb it into the bloodstream. So, by the way, after those clay baths, take that clay water and go water your house plants and your plants outside. They will just bloom and get green and grow. They love the mineral water from that. So another one of the questions. If any of you have a question you'd like to ask, if you will punch on your telephone or dial, I guess you say, instead of punch, *2, that will raise your hand so I can unmute you and answer a question. And I'm out of my question, so I'm going to slip over to the question and answer page and see if I have any questions there. Excuse me, I can't talk and chew gum at the same time, so I'm not seeing any questions here. Let me get back to my home page. Well, we can just talk about clay. I will go back to answering some of the questions I get that are most often asked, frequently asked questions are, will the clay interfere with the gut flora when I take it internally in my stomach? No, the clay is very good to help you. I lost my train of thought because I'm clicking around on the internet. It's only looking for the negative charged ion. The clay is negative charged. It's only looking for the positive charged ion, so it doesn't take out all the bacteria in your system. And the gut flora reproduces quite quickly, and this day and age, everybody's taking probiotics, so she should be just fine. I did find some questions that just popped up. From Marcy in Austin, my husband has an infection that started in his sinuses, and it's now moved to a tooth. He has pain, a bad smell when he flosses, and is worried about losing the tooth. He has tried one round of antibiotics with no success. He says he has tried the clay, but I don't know how diligent he has been or if he knows the best way to use it. I'm not sure either. Any suggestions? Yes, Marcy. There are several ways to try the clay. First of all, at night he wants to pack that clay with the powder. So get a little spoonful and open the cheek and gum and kind of deposit it all around that tooth. Put it on real thick. And then take hydrated clay and put on the outside of his face, around his ear, the lower jaw, extending under his jaw, all around the area where the tooth is. And I would even put a mask right across his sinuses, the upper sinuses on his forehead and the sinuses on either side of his nose, and let that dry real good, wash it off, and before he goes to bed, put just a thin coat on and sleep with it on. Generally, it will stop the pain of a toothache very quickly. So if it's not working in about 3 days, he may need to go to a dentist. However, I believe if you put it on thickly, and I hope he's drinking the clay too, if you put that powder clay thick enough around there, he will probably be able to feel sort of a pulsing sensation as it's drawing the infection out. And it, you know, if it's real deep, it may take 3 or 4 applications to get some progress there. Stephanie in Allen, Texas. What is the youngest age that you can use this? Will it help children with ADHD? Is it possible to put it in a feeding tube? The youngest age, well, my grandson had his first bite of clay when he was 6 months old. Not that I gave it to him on a daily basis. Mostly at that age, I put it on his bottom. Most children come very cleansed. Their colon has not had a chance. They have not eaten fast food, so I don't really worry about them needing to take it as a cleanse. And they haven't absorbed a whole lot of bad toxins, so I really wouldn't worry about them at that age. Children with ADHD, again, it's sort of like the autism children. Clay baths do something magical for these children. Within one clay bath, if you are noticing, we've had some children with pretty severe autism, and one clay bath, and they started making more visible eye contact, which normally they don't make eye contact. They carry on, their conversation improves, they use more words and longer sentences, and they are very calm and relaxed. It really has a sense of calming for them. And at the same time, they're getting any, if they should have any heavy metal toxins in their system from vaccines that weren't able to have been expelled, it will draw those out, the clay baths. A small child, if you're using a small tub, you won't need very much clay, maybe a half a cup if you have a little baby feel. Mix your clay water in and add it to the water and kind of splash it around them. You want them to kind of lay in it and all, if you can. Keep them in there 5 or 10 minutes and then dry them off. The larger the child, when they get a big tub, they still don't need a tub full of water to submerge their body as much as an adult, a full-grown adult. So I'm saying maybe a cup of the powder clay and have them, kids like to lay down and kind of swim around in it. One lady started giving the clay to her autistic nephew, and autistic children don't like change. Anything that changes the norm, it upsets them. Well, she had his music playing before the bath. That usually calms him down. She got him in the bathtub, and she just took a little handful of the hydrated clay, the mask that you put on, the 3-to-1 mix, and she rubbed it in her hands and kind of stuck her hands in the water behind his back and just rubbed it and let it dissipate in the water. And she did that once or twice, and he looked her in the eye and said, "Wash rag, please." And that startled her, because he looked her in the eye and made a complete sentence, and she handed him the wash rag. And then he looked over at the clay and said, "More, please." It was as if he knew it was beneficial to him. So she put some more in the water, and he started talking more and making more eye contact. It was such a difference for her to notice this in him. She called her mother, who lived 2 houses down, to come over, and because the grandmother kept him more often, and she had the grandmother come over to see if she noticed what she was watching. And the minute the grandmother walked into the bathroom, the little boy looked up and said, "Hi, grandmother," and looked her right smack dab in the eyes and held eye contact. So they both noticed that difference. So if it can do that, I think it can help calm people, kids, children with ADHD as well. All right, let me go back to my question page. I have a question from Corrine. Okay, how much clay do you drink daily? I do 1 tablespoon, and I'm of light build. Is there any helpful benefit for drinking clay many times? If so, how much? Generally, Corrine, as I was saying earlier, if you do the detox and the cleanse for 14 days at 2 ounces of the liquid clay, twice a day, and 2 ounces is 2 tablespoons. That's going to detox you, and after that, you can kind of back off and find your maintenance level, and everybody's different. If you have GERD or acid reflux, you may need to take it a little more often. Generally, 1 to 2 ounces a day is enough, and I just do it every day. Generally, I go by and take a sip in the morning and a sip at night. I live by myself, so it's my clay jug, and I can drink out of my own clay bottle. And then if I ever eat something that has feel a little indigestion or heartburn, I'll just go by and take a sip of clay. And I don't have it very often anymore, but I had acid reflux so bad that I had to sleep propped up at night, or I would have this horrible acid come up in my esophagus in the back of my throat. And in 3 days, I could lay down and sleep at night after I started taking the clay. This is how I got on the clay and really became a clay believer, or clay crusader, as we call them. All right, I'm running out of questions here. Let me look at our time. Looks like we're getting close on time. Let Let me see, does anybody have a question they want to ask? If you will punch star 2, it will show up on my board and I can unmute you. You can come on, but be aware this conversation is being recorded. So if you don't want to be on the recording, you might not want to punch star 2 and ask your question. I'm always available to answer questions at a later time. And would be happy to do this. If you would like to email me, my email is perrya@austin.rr.com, and I can address those questions. It's beneficial on the group to share our answers because we learn from each other. Our next session, I'm going to be going over some frequently asked questions from a list that I get. And in the meantime, if you have any questions, send me some more questions, and we will address those at the beginning of the meeting. I'm scrolling down. I found some more questions. Will putting clay on stretch marks lighten them? Yes, and it will tighten them if you put it on and let it dry. Now, stretch marks are on your tendon vitals area, so when it dries, it's going to pull and it may kind of itch a little bit. So you may want to spritz it with a little water. But if you put the clay on there and keep doing that, it's going to gradually pull those stretch marks together. And Sharon also asked, will putting clay on moles and warts shrink them? Yes. Warts are a virus. And we've had people who put them on. I had a young girl, the whole palm of her hand was in warts. She'd had them burn off. Frozen off, they came back, she put clay on them, she would wrap her hand at night with saran wrap, or maybe she put it down and put a rubber glove on, I can't remember. But like in 3 days, they were totally gone, there was no scarring left or anything. Now moles take a little longer, and it depends on the type of mole, but if you can put a glob on pretty thickly over the mole and put it on at night, let it dry and sleep with it on, eventually it begins to dry up and it'll come off. I've removed a few skin tabs also, but skin tabs are difficult because generally they're around your neck and your collar will rub the clay off. So you may need to put it under a little piece of bad press and seal or a Band-Aid to keep the wet clay on there. I have a question from Diane in Raleigh. You had stated that this helps get rid of heartburn, gas, and ulcers. I'm currently on Prevacid and have been on it for 3 or 4 years, taking 1 tablespoon of the powdered clay mix with 8 ounces of water daily. I've been on the living clay since the end of January, have not missed a day. I still have not been able to quit using my medicine. How long does it usually take for the clay to take care of these kind of issues? Is there something else I can do to speed the process? Okay, you're taking 1 tablespoon of the powdered clay and 8 ounces of water, stirring it up and drinking it. Diana, I'd like to suggest that you premix the liquid clay, and the directions are on the livingclayco.com site. You can go there and on the site map look for directions. Mix that up and drink 2 ounces of that liquid instead of the whole 8 ounce with the tablespoon in there. 2 ounces of the premix twice a day, or any time you get that burning sensation, go ahead and take some. You may want to do it 3 times a day. You may need to increase it. But I think you'll start seeing results quicker when it's already hydrated like that. I stopped mine in 3 days. I had another man that he had it real bad and it went away in 1 day. So I think if you increase the clay in the way you're taking it, go ahead and premix that liquid and take the more concentrated dose, that you'll start feeling some results. And please email me and keep me in touch and let me know how you're doing on that. Donna in Albuquerque, when pouring clay powder into the tub, you breathe in some of the powder that's airborne. Is this a problem? It's it's not the best thing in the world if you have a mask or wash rag to put over your face. The main thing is it gets very dusty and it gets all over your bathroom. We have since come up with a way to mix the clay in a blender and pour it in the tub where you don't have that problem. And there is a video on the mixing instructions page on the livingclayco.com site. So go to www.livingclayco.com and click on instructions in the site map and scroll down and you'll see the directions for mixing the liquid clay and for mixing the clay bath. And I think that will solve your problem. When we first started, that was the way I was told to use it, and we learn on the go. Josie in Austin says, how do you make and apply a poultice? I live in Austin. Okay. To make a poultice, you mix the hydrated clay, the cleansing clay mask recipe, the 1-3, and you get a piece of Glad Press and Seal or Saran Wrap. If you're using Glad Press and Seal, put the clay on the tacky side. And you want to cut your piece to fit the area you're going to put the clay over. Put it on thick and put it on the area that you want to apply it to and press the press and seal around on your skin on the outside where it doesn't have the clay. It will hold the clay in place. You can leave it on for hours. You can sleep with it on. I did a poultice on my spine when I had a pinched sciatic nerve and it healed in 4 days, so I like that. Stephanie in Allen, Texas says it's safe for breastfeeding moms. Yes, clay is very safe, and since it's not absorbed into your bloodstream, it's not going to affect the baby. Fran in Danbury, does clay absorb vitamins from your system? No, it's looking for positive charged baddies, the yeast, the molds, the infections, the viruses, the fungus. If you're concerned, wait about an hour after you take your vitamins and take the clay, and then you've got peace of mind. Will living clay help headaches behind your eyes? How could you apply it? I'm running out of time, but briefly I'm going to say take the hydrated clay, close your eyelid, pack it over your eye, do one eye at a time. Lay down for about 15 minutes. If it's going up on your forehead, apply the clay on there thickly and wait about 15 minutes. It'll be very cooling. This is how I get rid of my any allergy eye itches, and then go wash it off and do it to the other eye. And drinking the clay, too, often helps relieve the pressure. So try that and let me know how that works. We have some more questions that I don't have time to address today, but we will do this next Friday, and I will address the rest of your questions. I've really enjoyed being on the show and having so many people on with me today. Thank you for being with us and for your loyal support of clay. I have a couple of questions here I just found, and I'm going to try to take one. Okay. Carol. Carol, hi. Are you on?
Hi, Perry. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Carol.
Hi. Well, actually, I didn't think I was going to be able to hear the rest of the call because I have a roast on the oven I had to run off for. So I just wanted to tell you that I got to think of some questions and I'll be on next Friday. But
okay.
This is Carol Tunney in Kentucky, and I just want to tell you I love you.
Hi, Carol. I appreciate you. Carol and I are Facebook friends, and she's one of
and
our
I just got your email today for this, and I'm glad you started this, and I'm on board. So I'll be sharing it, too.
Thank you. We appreciate your support. I'm seeing a lot of names here of people I know, and it's really nice to have you on there. Let's see. I'm going to
have a great day.
You now. Thank you. And I have a call from Bruno in Eagle, Colorado. Let's see where Bruno went. Well, Bruno may have hung up. I don't see him anymore.
Oh, well, Bruno's in the hospital.
There he is. Hello, Bruno?
Well, this is Esther. I'm Bruno's wife.
Oh, okay. All right, so, Esther.
Yeah, so I just, you know, want to say.
I think we've just been shut off the line, but we'll keep going and see.
Can you hear me?
Our time is. Yes, I can hear you. I'm not sure we're recording yet, but please go ahead.
Okay, I just have a question regarding my 3-year-old daughter. She is, in January, we found she was constipated for 2 years, and then
uh-huh.
in January, we found that she has parasites, yeast overgrowth, and
yes.
so that leaky gut syndrome and all kinds
yes.
of allergy. And so my doctor wanted to give her all kinds of, you know, heavy medicine. And so I talked to my homeopath in Switzerland. I'm from Switzerland originally. And so my doctor in Switzerland, she said, you know, get some clay and use clay on her. And so I really got on the website, and that's how I found you. And we've been
uh-huh.
giving her clay now for 2 months. And we just got the stool test back a few days ago, and the parasites are gone.
Oh, that's wonderful.
But
Esther, would you email me that testimonial?
Oh, definitely.
You know,
but now I have
yeah,
a question.
Go ahead.
She still has yeast. I mean, look, the
uh-huh.
yeast infection, and pretty bad. And, I mean, I give her clay every day in her yogurt. She eats
uh-huh.
it, she doesn't even know it. And but it's still there. So how long
okay.
do you think?
Here's the thing is sometimes by the foods we eat, we're feeding the yeast, even though the clay's taking it out, we're increasing it. You've got to take her off of sugars and white flour breads and watch your carbohydrates. Because all
that.
Those ferment and turn to yeast. And you want to feed her more alkaline foods. You can click on alkaline foods online.
Mm-hmm. I found that on your website.
Uh-huh.
I already
and
do that.
Good. Well, if that's not working, I don't know how to get any more aggressive with it. You might have to try another approach. Generally that helps it.
But
how much
I mean,
is she taking?
Well, I only give her like 1 teaspoon. I mix with water so it's, you know, so I can sneak it into her yogurt.
Yeah.
So it's
okay.
like 1 teaspoon of powder.
Okay. Take the hydrated clay,
mm-hmm.
the 3-to-1 mix,
mm-hmm.
and try a teaspoon of that. One lady sprinkles Gatorade powder
mm-hmm.
in with the hydrated clay, and her children just eat it right out of the spoon. They eat it by the teaspoonful.
But, I mean, how long do you think? I mean, I've been doing it like now for 2 months. So
yeah, everybody is different. And, you know, the clay may not help with her. It does with some other people with yeast
mm-hmm.
infections. But clay is an adaptogen. It adapts to everyone's bodies differently. And
okay.
it works within the framework of her little body. So generally the rule of thumb is if you're not getting the results you're not taking enough to increase the clay.
Yeah,
you
I told the doctor
you
wanted to put her on medicine again, so I told the doctor, give me 4 more months and I'll just try my best to get rid of the yeast with clay.
Okay, well, try it again and email me, and we'll stay in contact. I'd like to see how she's progressing and what we're doing, okay?
So when I email you, I mean, can you answer me back then? I mean, usually you...
Yes.
Like, oh, perfect.
Yes.
Because I
yes.
do have more questions.
It's perrya@austin.rr.com, or if you go on the Living Clay website, they will forward to me. You can answer the customer service, click on that, and send a question, and they'll send it to me.
Perfect. No, I will do that. Thank
All
you
right.
so much, and
thank
you're the
you.
Best. Thank you so much. Okay,
thank
bye.
You
Sorry.
So much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, our time is up. We've run over 4 minutes, and I'm not quite sure we're still recording, and everybody is on the air. I want to thank you so much for tuning in and being there, and we'll finish these questions. I'm excited about the time we're spending together and look forward to next week. Thank you.